You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Reds scored four times in the bottom of the third and went on to beat the Phillies on Tuesday night. 8-1, the final score. Christian Encarnacion-Strand had three hits on the night. He drove in the Reds' first run in the first and then put them ahead with an RBI single in the fourth. Nick Martini, Santiago Espinal also drove home runs in that fourth inning. Espinal also hit his first home run of the season in the bottom of the eighth, and Ellie De La Cruz pretty much put the game out of reach when he blasted a two-run homer in the fifth inning. Andrew Abbott pitched four really good innings, but then walked the bases loaded in the fifth. He struck out Kyle Schwarber for out number one, and then Fernando Cruz came on and left the bases loaded. Time to get some final thoughts on this game from Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, Yid. Chris, great win tonight. Andrew Abbott lost his control a little bit there in his last inning, but a great job by Fernando Cruz to get two outs with the bases loaded, the Phillies threatening, when the game was kind of hanging in the balance there.
I think it's one of these situations, Tommy, where you give a lot of credit to the manager, because that was the toughest decision he had to make all game long. When do you bring in the guy that you need a couple of strikeouts from? He didn't get two strikeouts, but he got a key one, and he also got a fly ball to end the inning. That was Fernando Cruz. So good job by David Bell there, and a good job by the Reds hitters. Looks like they had a really good game plan against Christopher Sanchez. Take that changeup of his, go the other way, and it worked for him.
Well, the Reds have struggled with it. Christian Encarnacion Strand in particular has been struggling at the start of the season. Good to see him get three hits tonight.
I think him seeing back-to-back left-handed pitchers really helped, because you see the ball better, you get locked in a little bit, and I think that he'll finally find his groove, and maybe he can continue that tomorrow and the next day.
Good win for the Reds. They even the series at a game apiece. Yid, back to you.
Thank you, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds beat the Phillies on Tuesday night 8-1, and now to the highlights. Andrew Abbott made the start for Cincinnati. He quickly retired the first two batters of the game, but then JT Realmuto doubled to left, and that brought Alec Bohm to the plate.
Abbott brings it home, the pitch to Bohm, and he yanks a line drive into left field. Almost the same spot. Steer slides to cut it off before it gets to the track. He fires it into second, again fairly close, but Bohm slides in safely with an RBI double, scoring Realmuto. Back-to-back doubles, and the Phillies have an early one-run advantage.
The Reds wasted no time tying this game in the bottom of the first off Christopher Sanchez. Stuart Fairchild started things by reaching on an error by the third baseman. Fairchild was forced at second base on a Spencer Steer ground ball, and Tyler Stevenson flew out, but Jamer Candelario drew a walk, moving Steer to second base. That brought Christian Encarnacion Strand to the plate.
The 0-1. Encarnacion Strand shoots a ground ball inside the bag at first and down the right field line into the corner. Steer will score. Candelario held at third on the RBI double by Christian Encarnacion Strand. And the Reds have tied it at one here in the first.
The Reds took the lead off Sanchez in the bottom of the third with one out. Tyler Stevenson walked, then with two outs, he moved to second on a wild pitch. Next up, Christian Encarnacion Strand, and he did it again.
Waving the bat very slightly and swung on. That's a shot underneath the glove of the third baseman, Sosa. Here comes Tyler Stevenson to throw to the plate, and he's going to be safe. The ball hits Stevenson in the back as he slides into home, and now Christian Encarnacion Strand will come all the way around to third base.
Ellie De La Cruz was next up, and he drew a walk, and that brought Nick Martini to the plate.
An 0-1 count, and the left-hander deals. There's a ground ball going up the middle, going to cut off by the shortstop, throw to first, drops it. It went right by the first baseman, Alec Bohm, and it rolls down the steps into the Reds' dugout. Two runs will score, and Nick Martini will head into second base. We'll pick up an RBI at least. I would imagine that's going to be a base hit.
That was originally ruled a base hit and then later on changed to an error on the first baseman. Second baseman Santiago Espinal then rounded out the scoring.
And here's the 0-2, swung on, or 0-1, it's swung on, that's a base hit up the middle. Here comes Martini, rounding third, heading in, and he will tuck the plate, and it is 5-1.
Andrew Abbott was pretty much cruising through the first four innings, but things got dicey in the top of the fifth. He walked the first three batters of the inning to load the bases. He then struck out Kyle Farmer swinging, and that was all for Abbott. At that point, David Bell called on Fernando Cruz. It was kind of a gutsy move with Abbott on the mound, but it was an important part of the ball game. Cruz came on, he struck out Trey Turner swinging, and then ended the inning against JT Realmuto.
Cruz ready, the 0-1. Swung on, lifted in the air to center, right at Fairchild. He backs up, leaps, and makes the catch. So the inning is over. Three straight walks, start of the inning. The Phillies loaded them with nobody out and get nothing.
Cincinnati added to their lead in the bottom of the fifth. Christian Encarnacion Strand led off with a single, his third hit of the night. That brought Ellie De La Cruz back to the dish.
The payoff pitch to De La Cruz. Swung on and lifted high and deep left center field. Rojas is back. He's at the wall. He looks up and it is gone. An opposite field two-run home run for Ellie De La Cruz. It is 7-1 Reds.
Buck Farmer pitched two scoreless innings for Cincinnati. Emilio Pagan pitched a 1-2-3 eighth. The Reds added their final run of the game in the bottom of the eighth. Santiago Espinal connected on the third pitch he saw from Ricardo Pinto.
Espinal has two hits tonight, a couple of singles, and flew out to right his last time up the pitch. And Espinal hits this one in the air, left field, hit well, it's deep, and it is gone! Santiago Espinal, after getting knocked down on the first pitch, drives the third pitch of the at-bat out of here to left. His first home run of the year.
Sam Maul, who came off the injured list earlier on Tuesday, pitched a scoreless ninth inning, and that was that. The Reds win it 8-1. Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 8 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, 7 left. For Philadelphia, 1 run, 5 hits, 3 errors. They strand at 9. Cruz the winner, 1-1. Sanchez the loser, 1-3. Home runs in the game. De La Cruz, number 7. Espinal, number 1. 2 hours and 37 minutes. 13,653 at Great American Ballpark. With the victory, the Reds are 13-10. The Phillies are now 15-9 with the defeat. Time to hear from Red starter Andrew Abbott.
Yeah, I think I just started to nibble too much instead of just throwing the ball and let it be what it may. You know, a good hitting lineup, you can't be afraid of contact, can't be afraid to go in the zone, and I think I just got a little bit too nibbly, kind of trying to go after corners and hunting spots instead of just kind of throwing it and letting it be.
The bullpen's been clutch, certainly, on this home stand. Talk about the job they did tonight, especially when Fernando came in and that bases loaded situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think that decides the game right there. Huge moment for Cruzy, you know. Saving me, for one, but then also providing a spark for our team to continue the momentum, stay on our side until it doesn't go back to them. And then everybody after that, you know, Buck to Emilio to Sam, you know, just really stepping up when I wasn't able to go long, give a lot of outs to the team, and, you know, just kudos to them and kudos to the team for playing well behind me. Yeah, huge hit. Yeah, huge hitting from him. You know, Santi's homer. There's a lot of guys today that had great at-bats and then great results at the plate. And I think we understand that it's gonna happen sometimes where you don't have that. But it's just baseball's game of opportunities and failures. Like, you're gonna fail today, but you got an opportunity the next time. So just wipe it, move on to the next, and, you know, let the results be what they may.
Game 3 of this 4-game series comes your way on Wednesday night. Left-hander Nick Lodolo goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He's 2-0 with a 0.75 ERA. Right-hander Spencer Turnbull will pitch for Philadelphia. He's 2-0, his ERA 1.23. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Tuesday night, the Reds knock off the Phillies 8-1. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.